On Wednesday afternoon, with the stroke of his governor's pen, Republican Phil Scott enacted a series of new restrictions on gun ownership in Vermont. Historically, elected officials here have paid a steep political price for supporting gun control measures. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the politics of guns in a post-Parkland era may be shifting.
If you want to understand the intensity of the opposition to gun control in Vermont, just take a listen to gun rights activists as Phil Scott arrived at the bill signing ceremony on Wednesday afternoon. The event drew about 100 pro-gun Vermonters, like Rutland County resident Bob Atkinson. Atkinson brought a homemade sign. It said, "You ignored emails, you ignored calls, you will not ignore us in November."
I voted for Phil Scott. I feel he really let us down.
Atkinson wants to see Scott and the Vermont lawmakers who sent the legislation to his desk pay a political price for their breach. And Chet Greenwood, the chairman of the Orleans County Republican Party, says Atkinson is definitely not alone.
Yeah, he's going to lose a lot of the gun rights people.
Greenwood himself opposes the universal background checks and ban on high-capacity magazines that Scott signed into law on Wednesday. But he's not so sure that Scott will experience the backlash that voters like Atkinson are hoping for.
And he's going to be picking up some independents and moderates.
Vermont politicians, including Scott's Democratic predecessor, Peter Shumlin, have for the most part steered well clear of gun issues, and for good reason. Elected officials who support gun control measures frequently suffer the consequences at the ballot box. That's despite polls that show overwhelming support for modest gun measures, like universal background checks. Here's Ed Bermila, an associate professor of political science at Bradley University in Illinois.
Anytime you get public opinion that's overwhelmingly in favor of something, policy moves in that direction. Except with guns, it doesn't. So that paradox, the gun control paradox, is something that's very interesting to a lot of political scientists.
Bermila says there's a good explanation for that paradox.
The key to it is that people who are opposed to gun control are a lot more committed to the issue than people who are in favor of it.
But talk to a couple of political minds in Vermont and you hear that could be changing. After the shooting deaths of 17 people in Parkland earlier this year and an alleged near-miss at Fairhaven Union High School, the enthusiasm gap may be shrinking. Here's Bert Johnson, a professor of political science at Middlebury College.
I think it has the potential to be a watershed moment, but I think it's a little too early to tell.
And at Castleton University, political science professor Rich Clark says it's unclear at this point whether Parkland or Fairhaven will have a lasting impact on gun politics in Vermont. Clark says the 2018 election cycle could help gauge the power of the new wave of gun activism.
If the mobilization that came from that sticks, there may not be any blowback. In fact, now the question, would there be blowback from not acting?
Middlebury's Bert Johnson says he thinks it's unlikely that Phil Scott's support for new gun laws will damage him too badly in either the Republican primary or the general election.
He's a very popular incumbent. He won with a solid majority. People like him.
While Scott may have signed the gun legislation on Wednesday, he's made it very clear that he will not support an assault rifle ban, which many gun control advocates say they'll push for next year. And for gun rights purists that want to see Phil Scott pay for his sins, Chet Greenwood says he'll have some advice.
Careful what you wish for, because the next one that comes in here, if he's not on your side, they're going to, you know, start taking guns away from you. Because if they had their druthers, that's what they would have done on this one.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.